KZIA. The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for high school basketball on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, KGYM. Let's go courtside and join Eric Peterson with the analysis and with the play-by-play. Here's KGYM's Alex Kuhn.
Well, welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines as we have another Class 5A semifinal on the way. The winner will advance to the state championship to take on the Cedar Falls Tigers. Alex Kuhn alongside Steve Dozer. Steve, you've been here the past couple of days. I'll bring you in sitting to my right. And for this Iowa City West team, they were dealt a huge blow in round one with their 40-38 victory over Waukee. Rachel Saunders, their second leading scorer, went down with an ACL tear early in that game. They escaped that game by two over Waukee, and they're going to run into a Valley team who is playing very good basketball.
Yeah, it's tough anytime you lose a teammate and all that. But, you know, the thing is, They got through the first game with that injury, and that tells them they can play, and they didn't collapse. I talked to Coach B.J. Merritt. He said, we didn't collapse. That was a good sign. We could easily just folded, and the kids didn't for her sake. And so he said that was a good sign, and I think that will help them here. They got depth. They got depth, but, you know, it's hard to replace a good player like her anytime a team does that.
And you talk about not folding. Kaylin Morgan, who is a 5'8 sophomore, came in, and she's all season been kind of the spark plug off the bench, averaging around 6 points per game, comes in, plays very good defense on the perimeter. And ironically, she hits the game-winning shot against Waukee. She's going to be asked to grow up and grow up in a hurry here against this Valley Tigers team.
Well, we've seen the teams that have been most successful have been the ones with depth. And they have depth. And a lot of their depth's in their sophomore class. And so they've had it. They've played a lot of kids. And, you know, they've won a lot of their games by 18 points. So a lot of kids have played already. They played a lot of quality minutes. And yes, they're going to miss her, but, you know, they got enough quality players that I think they're going to step up and do okay.
And Ryan Merkin of Your Prep Sports wrote an article, a great article this morning. If you missed it, you can check that out online. And it talked about this Iowa City West team. And first of all, they're battle-tested. Their three losses came all against three teams ranked top five seeds in the state tournament. So there's that. But they have struggled against this Valley team. Earlier in the year, January 21st, they lost by six at home to this Tigers team in Iowa City. And for Maddie Hinker, the lone senior in the starting lineup for the women of Troy, They're trying to get over the hump a little bit against this Valley team.
Well, it's hard. You think, yeah, we had a chance at home, could get over the hump, and they are battle-tested. I mean, you look at both schools, they've had tough schedules, and they've had tough wins to get here as well. So it's tough, but, you know, if you're BJ, Coach BJ's been here many times. He's been here at Clear Lake. He's been here, or Storm Lake, right? Spear Lake. He's been at Spear Lake, and, you know, he's a great coach. He's run a great program. And, you know, he said his kids will be ready. And when he said that to me, I mean, it was just serious face. They'll be ready. And they will be.
Absolutely. So we are just a few moments away from the starters and the starting lineups and rosters being announced here at Wells Fargo Arena. As I mentioned, the Cedar Falls Tigers advancing to the state championship as the five seed. They get over Indianola, and they deal Indianola their first loss of the season.
And tell me, Cedar Falls coach Greg, I forget his last name, but tell me a coach that's more underrated than him. I mean, he's done a heck of a job since he's taken over for Coach List, who retired. And, boy, what a great win for Cedar Falls. Great win for Eastern Iowa or that side of the state as well, because, you know, typically it's been a CIML championship games for the last, you know, 5-6 years.
So later on this afternoon, we'll have this game first to decide who goes to the Class 5A state championship game to take on Cedar Falls later on this evening at 6 p.m. Later on this evening at 6 p.m., the Springville Orioles will be taking on Turkey Valley in a rematch of the Class 1A championship from last year, a game in which Springville beat Turkey Valley. So now time for the starting lineups for this afternoon's game. We'll start with the West Des Moines Valley Tigers at 22-2 on the season. They are coached by head coach Josh Seigrist. And Zoe Young, a 5'10 sophomore, gets the start with Jackie Felt, a 5'10 senior. Jamie Felt, the sister of Jackie Felt, is a 5'10 senior as well. Alex Honnold, a 5'9 freshman, and Hannah Fuller is a 5'8 senior who rounds out the starting lineups for West Des Moines Valley. And for Iowa City West, the women of Troy, 21-3 on the season. And as Jai just mentioned, Rachel Saunders out with an ACL injury. Kaylin Morgan, the 5'8 sophomore, is going to step in and get the start at the two-guard position. Lauren Zacharias is a 5'5 sophomore. You talked about their good sophomore class. Lauren Zacharias, the point guard and the best three-point shooter on this Iowa City West team. Maddie Hinker, the lone senior in the starting lineup. She is 5'7". Logan Cook, a 6'1 junior. And Emma Cook, a 5'11 sophomore, round out the starting lineups for the women of Troy. So what we're going to do is we're going to step aside for 2 minutes, and we're going to be back with our opening tip. Thank you to David Schulte back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. He is our producer here this afternoon and into this evening as we continue with the Girls State Tournament. Final four action here in Class 5A. The Iowa City West Women of Troy ready to take on the West Des Moines Valley Tigers, a rematch of a game that West Des Moines Valley won back on January the 21st on the west side of Iowa City. So we'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to High School Basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, and the North Gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand. Your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. Many entrepreneurs love the flexibility that comes with owning their own business. Cabbage offers a line of credit of up to $100,000 with the flexibility small businesses need. Apply online or from your phone. You will get a decision in minutes and can use any amount you need when you need it. Cabbage has provided over $2.5 billion in funding to 90,000 small businesses and is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Go to cabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. That's cabbage with a K.
There are five times more hires made through Indeed.com than any other job site. Imagine a lottery that had five times more winners. A Sunday with five times more touchdowns. When you're hiring, it makes five times more sense to use Indeed. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
As any sports fan knows, nothing feels better than winning. And right now, when you come to Applebee's for lunch, you could win big with their all-in burger meal deal.
Come into Applebee's and try one of their all-in burgers with fries and a bottomless Pepsi for just $9.99.
You could win the chance to produce Mike and Mike for a day.
You could also score great instant win prizes, including a free all-in burger meal deal and pro sports tickets.
Hurry, because this deal won't last long.
Only at Applebee's.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena, the Iowa Event Center here in downtown Des Moines. Class 5A semifinal action as the Iowa City West Women of Troy look to move into the championship game. The two versus the three here in the semifinals. The winner of this game gets a date with Cedar Falls in the state championship game tomorrow. So at midcourt, Logan Cook to tip off against Jackie Felt into the front court, controlled on the baseline and taken to the hoop by Hannah Fuller. She goes up and gets fouled. I think that was on the floor, so a baseline inbound play upcoming for Valley.
That's on Zacharias.
A foul against Zacharias, so Fuller inbounds it on the right wing to Jackie Felt. Hands off to Fuller. Fuller across the lane, kicks it to Felt, back to Jackie Felt. Felt into the short corner, finds a cutting Fuller, goes up with the right hand, lays it up and in, and Valley has an early 2-0 lead.
A good start for Valley, too, and I tell you what, they're determined in there, hitting the lanes, hitting the cuts.
Logan Cook, top of the key, drives left of the lane, gets her pass tip, kicks it out on the right wing to Emma Cook. Emma Cook drives baseline into the corner, hands off to Kaylin Morgan, drives baseline. She gets her pass stolen away by Jamie Felt. Into the front court, it's Jackie Felt.
Say,
Felt up with the right hand, lays it up off the front of the iron, shot off the mark. Rebound taken down by Maddie Hinker. Hinker into the front court. On the elbow, picks up her dribble, gets her pass stolen away by Fuller. Back the other way comes Fuller. Fuller into the front court for the Tigers, goes up with a right-hander, floater off the glass, off the mark, and Maddie Hinker pulls down the rebound for West. Hinker will run the point and hand off to Zacharias. Now between the circles, 6:52 remaining in the first quarter. We're just underway, 2-0, the lead for Valley. Hinker on the left wing gets a high screen from Logan Cook, who gets the pass. Short corner, 15-foot jumper off the front of the iron. Rebound taken down by Alex Hanold. Hanold to Zoe Young on the left wing. Her three-pointer off the front of the iron, and Hinker gets her rebound stolen away by Fuller. Fuller kicks it out top of the key. Jamie Felt, her three off the mark, and a fight for the rebound. A foul is going to be called on West. I think they're going to get Emma Cook.
Well, I tell you what, right now, the early start victory goes to Valley. They're off and running right away. That was right on the tip. Took it right to the rim, and right now, that's Coach Mayer can't be pleased with that.
So Zoe Young will inbound the ball baseline underneath her own basket, throws it into the corner, and it is tipped. Saved back to Emma Cook. Cook now to Hinker into the front court. Hinker drives across the lane, kicks it in the corner to Emma Cook, back out to Kaylin Morgan, who penetrates lane, gets her pocket pick. Now on the floor, Logan Cook gathers it back to Morgan, goes up with the right hand, ties the game at two with 6:09 remaining in the first quarter.
And Morgan's going to need to do that. They're going to need her to step up, and they want her to score more this game.
Zoe Young, now right wing. She finds Jamie Felt. Felt being guarded by Zacharias, kicks it on the right wing, now top of the key, and Jackie Felt trying to dribble to the right wing, travels, and that's a turnover, and West gets the ball back.
Well, Alex, we talked about that before the game. We're seeing more shuffle of the feet, and that's something you see a lot in girls basketball.
5:49 remaining in the first quarter. We're tied at two. Zacharias, high post to Cook, and gets her pass stolen away by Jackie Felt. Felt to Jamie Felt. Backdoor pass to Handle, up and under move, lays it up off the glass and in. Nice move there by Jamie Felt. 4-2 the lead for Valley. Zacharias now right wing to Logan Cook, short corner for Kaylin Morgan, who goes up with a right hand through contact, no call. Rebound taken down by Zoe Young off the missed shot. Into the front court, layup up and good from Jackie Felt. She gets fouled. She'll step to the line to try to complete a three-point play.
Well, Coach Mayer not happy with that call, but what it comes down to, Alex, they're not getting back in transition defense right now, and that's something West has to do a better job.
So Katie McGrain checks into the lineup for Iowa City West. Lauren Zacharias takes a seat. Jackie Felt steps to the line, an 80% free throw shooter, and her shot off the mark. Emma Cook with the rebound. 5:11 remaining in the first quarter, 6-2 the lead for Valley. Kaylin Morgan between the circles. Right wing for Logan Cook. Cook drives across the lane, left of the lane, and she travels before she gets rid of the ball. And that's another turnover against West, and Valley gets possession back.
And that's too many turnovers early right now, and anytime you want to get off to a good start, it can't involve turnovers.
Zoe Young into the front court, picked up by Kaylin Morgan. Kicks it left wing to Handle. Now top of the key, Fuller. Fuller to the elbow, hands off top of the key, nearly gets her pocket pick, but she gathers it on the right wing, drives left of the lane, up and under move, lays it up and in with a right hand. And the lead is 6 for Valley. Now Kaylin Morgan into the front court. Man-to-man defense here for Valley. Right wing for Katie McGrain. Picks up her dribble. Now top of the key, swinging it for Hinker. Hinker, crossover dribble. Penetrates the lane, gets her pocket picked again. Another turnover taken away by Zoe Young, who now kicks it into the front court. And Katie McGrain gathers it in the corner. Outlets to Emma Cook, who gives off to Kaylin Morgan into the front court. Wild sequence there, but West has it. High post for Emma Cook. Turns the corner, goes up with the left hand, gets fouled in the act of shooting. She'll step to the line for two. So Logan Cook will step to the free throw line. Jackie Felt picks up the foul. That's her first. And Shea Fuller at the scorer's table about ready to check in for Valley as Logan Cook makes the first free throw. Beckner into the lineup for West. Fuller, the leading scorer off the bench for Valley, averaging around 8 points per game. Logan Cook has another free throw, and it's good. So 8-4, the Valley advantage. 4:06 remaining in the first.
That's going to help their confidence a little bit now. So all you are is two possessions away already, and that's early in the quarter, and that's you got to be happy about that for the way they've started.
Fuller hands off to Handel, who spins over her right shoulder, going back right of the lane and travels. So that's a turnover, and West will get possession back. So a few turnovers here early. Kaylin Morgan into the front court. Now to Hinker. Top of the key for Logan Cook. Cook hands off to McGrain, driving right of the lane, lays it up and in off the glass, and it's a two-point game.
Yeah, nice job in recognizing she had a half a step. Katie McGrain, nice move to the basket.
Zoe Young, top of the key, pulls up from three, off the front of the iron, rebound taken down by Logan Cook, and she gets the ball kicked in the backcourt. I think that was Hannah Fuller who kicked it, so West will get possession back with 3:30 remaining in the first. Now a little bit of three-quarter court pressure here from Valley. It's broken. McGrain to Beckner into the front court. Now Cook, top of the key. Swings it in the corner for Kaylin Morgan for three. Off the mark. Beckner with the rebound. Keeps it alive. She goes back up with the right hand. Gets fouled. So Paige Beckner will step to the line for two. The foul goes against Zoe Young. That is Zoe Young's first, so Beckner steps to the line. She's an 89% free throw shooter, makes the first. So Young will have to check out, and Casey Carr will check into the Tiger lineup. Emma Cook back into the lineup for Logan Cook for the women of Troy. Beckner with another free throw, and she ties the game. 8-all, 3:16 remaining in the first quarter. Jackie Felt across half court for the Tigers, top of the key. Drives right of the lane, gets tied up by Katie McGrain. Possession arrow back to the women of Troy.
Yeah, good call by the official. Hand on top of the ball.
Good defense, help defense there from McGrain.
And West has overcome the five early turnovers too, which is, if you're BJ, you'll take that.
West on a 6-0 run. Kaylin Morgan into the front court, top of the key. Crossover dribble, left of the lane. Kicks it out to McGrain for three, left corner, off the mark. Beckner with the rebound to keep it alive. Beckner, top of the key for Morgan. Thought about a three, now steps out, kicks it left wing for Emma Cook. Shot fake, drives across the lane. Right-hand shot blocked. Blocked by Jackie Felt. She comes back the other way for the Tigers. Into the front court, her pass to Alex Handel's tipped away, but a foul is going to be called on Katie McGrain. So a side-out situation upcoming for Valley, 2:47 remaining in the first quarter. Shea Fuller will inbound the ball as Zoe Young checks back into the lineup. Jackie Felt will take a seat. Hannah Fuller, top of the key. Off the dribble, she takes Hinker, kicks it into the corner to Handel. Drives across the lane, kicks it right wing for Zoe Young. Dribbles in the middle of the paint. Her pass stolen away, or her pocket pick. But another jump ball called. At that time, Hinker with a good defense. The ball will stay right here with the Tigers. 2:35 remaining in the first.
Well, and for Zoe Young, too much dribbling. I mean, when you're dribbling that much, only bad things happen, and you got to get rid of the ball.
So Shea Fuller will inbound underneath her own basket. Top of the key for Fuller. Fuller takes Hinker off the dribble. Up and under move with the right hand. Up off the glass and in. Great move there by Hannah Fuller. 10-8, the lead for West Des Moines Valley. Hinker on the left wing. One dribble, top of the key now for Emma Cook. Right wing McGrain back to Beckner between the circles, being guarded by Fuller. One dribble. She throws middle of the lane. Pass stolen away by Fuller. And another foul is going to be called on Katie McGrain. That'll be her second. And Valley will get the ball back. Logan Cook about ready to check back into the West lineup.
A good man-to-man pressure by Valley. And the other thing they did is, you know, they had two kids rotate, good help side, create a turnover out of that. You know, last year I remember watching Hannah Fuller. You watch 35 for Valley. If that's not one of the top players in the state, I don't know who is.
Zoe Young into the front court. Left of the lane, kicks it in the corner for Fuller for three. Off the front of the iron, Kaylin Morgan with a strong rebound. Morgan. Top of the key, kicks it left wing for Beckner. Beckner for three, way off the mark. And the rebound will trickle to Fuller in the corner. Now Fuller into the front court on the left wing. Backdoor pass to Hanold, right-handed layup off the mark. She gets her own rebound, and she is fouled by Emma Cook. She almost stepped on the inline, but they're going to get a foul before she did. So a baseline inbound play upcoming for Valley. Shea Fuller inbounds it. Top of the key for Hannah Fuller. Hannah Fuller off the dribble to the elbow. Backdoor pass tipped away, but Shea Fuller gathers it. Now on the floor is Logan Cook, and they're going to get a foul on Shea Fuller. Good hustle play there by Logan Cook.
Yeah, and I like that call, too. So many times kids just pile on top of each other, and they call an automatic jump ball, and this time came right over the shoulder, and that's a good call by the official.
So Jackie Felt checks back into the Tigers lineup, and Shea Fuller will take a seat. Kaylin Morgan on the right wing, now top of the key for Hinker. Hinker one dribble, now dribbles back to her left, picks up her dribble, swings it right wing for McGrain. McGrain shot fake on the right wing, into the corner for Beckner. Beckner drives baseline, goes up with a right hand, shot off the mark. Logan Cook with a follow, she gets fouled, she'll step to the line.
And that's something Iowa City West does all year. Second chance opportunities, they come flying at the rim, and kind of like North Scott did all morning, and they're not going to let second chance opportunities get by.
So Logan Cook to the free throw line. She misses the first. She has 2 points here in the first quarter. 1:13 remaining in the first quarter. Cook will have another. The 6'1 junior makes the second. 10-9, the Valley lead. Now Zoe Young into the front court, picked up by Morgan. Zoe Young left of the lane, kicks it into the corner for Hannah Fuller, who drives across the lane, up and under move. Good defense, kicks it to Zoe Young for three, left corner. Shot off the mark, good box out by McGrain. Rebound taken down by Logan Cook. Now Hinker into the front court for West. Picks up her dribble, finds Kaylin Morgan. 51 seconds remain in the opening frame. 10-9, the lead for Valley. Beckner, right wing, top of the key, Hinker. High post for Logan Cook. Logan Cook, a couple of dribbles, nearly gets tied up, kicks it in the corner for Beckner. Back to Cook on the right wing. Across the lane, pulls up from 10, and they're going to call a charge as she must have reached out her right arm to draw separation.
And they've called that all day, too, in different games today. But anytime you extend that arm offensively, they're going to get you for an offensive foul.
That is Logan Cook's first, so 33 seconds remaining. We'll see if the Tigers play for the last shot of the quarter. Hannah Fuller at around half court, seeming very content to do that if West will allow her to do so, and the West seems like they will, as Hinker is standing at around just in front of the free throw line. Fuller at around half court, 13 seconds. Now Fuller with 10 seconds goes to work. Top of the key, right wing for Zoe Young. Feeds the post, stolen away by Logan Cook with 4 seconds. Cook into the front court, races the basket, goes up with a right hand shot off the front of the rim. And that is how we are going to end the first quarter of play. After 1:10-9, the Valley lead over West. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball on our FM frequencies, 107.5 FM and 106.3 FM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand, your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit. Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
Second quarter beginning. Logan Cook in the front court for West. West trails 10-9. Backdoor feed to McGrain, who goes up with the right hand. She gets fouled. She'll step to the line to shoot two. Alex Kuhn alongside Steve Dozer. Steve, a pretty decent start for Coach Mayer's team.
Well, and, you know, if you're down 1 point going into, it's the start, you know, Tyler. When you have somebody go down, or Alex, when you have somebody go down, it's the start that you're worried about your kids mentally. And they came out, the Valley came out strong, but I tell you what, West crawled their way back into it, and West is used to beating teams, so this isn't anything new to them to be in it.
McGrain misses the second free throw after making the first. We're tied at 10. Hannah Fuller rips down the rebound. Fuller into the front court, top of the key. Now Shea Fuller on the right wing, around a screen from Hannah. She hands off to Zoe Young at the free throw line. Zoe Young to the right elbow, kicks it back out to Shea Fuller. A little 15-foot runner off the glass, no good. Rebound taken down by Paige Beckner. Outlets to Hinker, now Kaylin Morgan into the front court. Kicks it short corner for Beckner. High post for Logan Cook. Into the corner for McGrain, wide open three, and she splashes it home. 13-10, the Iowa City West lead. Zoe Young on the other end. Hesitation dribble, spins over right shoulder, kicks it out to Fuller, top of the key off the back iron. Long rebound for Hinker. Hinker into the front court for West. She gets to the right wing, picks up her dribble, and gets it back out to Kaylin Morgan. 6:57 remaining in the first half. Beckner on the left wing into the corner for McGrain. Finds the cutting Cook, goes up with a right hand, up off the glass and in.
Tough shot. She's off to a great start, Logan Cook is.
5 first half points for Cook. The lead is 5 for West. Zoe Young now on the left wing. Hands off to Jamie Felt. High post for Fuller, up and under move.
Good
gets
hands.
Her. Gets tied up by McGrain. The possession arrow will stay right here with Valley.
Yeah, Katie McGrain showing good guard instinct. Ball goes in lane. She brings the ball down, and that's what you want guards to do. Go get it.
So Shea Fuller will inbound the ball underneath her own basket, far side of the court. Top of the key for Hannah Fuller. 6:30 remain in the first half. Hannah Fuller swings it to Jamie Felt, now Zoe Young at the free throw line. Zoe Young, hesitation dribble, kicks it to Fuller. Across the lane, Fuller, up and under move again. Over her right shoulder, shot well off the mark, fight for the rebound. And it's taken away by Morgan, but tipped out of bounds. Good hustle there by Kaylin Morgan. But the ball will stay right here with the Tigers as Morgan went tumbling out of bounds just feet from us.
Boy, both teams know what's at stake here, and that's what you're going to see.
Zoe Young gets the inbound pass from Hannah Fuller. Now Shea Fuller on the left wing, picked up by Katie McGrain. Man-to-man defense here from West. Jamie Felt now drives right of the lane, kicks it into the corner for Fuller. Hannah Fuller crossover dribble, short corner now, top of the key pass for Zoe Young. Zoe Young doing a little dribbling, kicks it to Jamie Felt. Felt across the lane, right of the lane. Now she's fouled on the floor. And I think that's going to go against Logan Cook. And it will. That's Logan Cook's second foul. And a 1-1 situation upcoming for Jamie Felt.
Yeah, and that's the one player right now you can't afford to have sitting on the bench too long, and they're going to have to manage your fouls right now.
Emma Cook checks back into the lineup. Logan takes a seat. Jamie Felt makes the first free throw. She'll get another. Jamie Felt, a 53% free throw shooter, makes them both. 15-12, the West lead. Morgan into the front court, drives right of the lane, pass underneath the McGrain, left hand layup up and good.
It all started with Morgan too. You're just seeing her confidence go more and more as this game gets going.
Now into the front court, Fuller had beaten every West player down the court, and she gets fouled on the floor. So another one-and-one situation by Fuller. And Steve, we talked during the break, all the things that number 35 for West Des Moines Valley does. Fuller is having an excellent first half for the Tigers.
Oh, yeah, I was impressed watching her last year, and she does a lot of different things. And one of the tough, hard, tough-nosed kids you'll find.
She makes the first free throw. Averaging 13.5 points per game, the leading scorer for this Tiger team. Second free throw rims out. Emma Cook with the rebound. 5:31 remaining in the half. Kaylin Morgan into the front court. Maddie Hinker now on the left wing. Drives into the short corner, picks up her dribble, looking for an outlet. Now top of the key for Beckner, who swings it left to Hinker on the left wing. To the free throw line, kicks it out for McGrain on the left wing. Back to Hinker in the corner. Thought about a shot, doesn't take it. Nearly gets her pocket pick, but gathers it. And now she's looking for an outlet, finds Kaylin Morgan at around half court. Morgan guarded by Zoe Young, right wing for Beckner. Beckner around a screen, gets into the short corner. In the middle of the paint for Emma Cook, right hand layup off the mark. And a rebound was tipped by Beckner, and they're going to get a foul on Beckner.
Yeah, over the back and a little frustration.
So another free throw opportunity coming for West Des Moines Valley. That was the 10th team foul. So that means that Jamie Felt is going to step to the line to shoot two. And she is 3 for 3 from the free throw line, making the first. 17-14, the West lead. And the second one off the mark. So 17-14, the West lead, 4:51 remaining in the first half. Morgan, top of the key, left wing for McGrain. She gets short corner, left wing now for Morgan. Morgan spins over her right shoulder, kicks it in the corner for McGrain, skip past top of the key for Emma Cook. Cook to Beckner on the right wing. Beckner swings the top of the key for Hinker. Thought about a three, won't take it. Drives left of the lane, loses her dribble, and now a kick is going to be called on Shea Fulton. It looked like they said a kick. I guess they got an offensive foul on...
Yeah, I was going to say, because it had to be a different call than that. They called it a kick, which would have mean the possession goes back to Iowa City.
So Zoe Young into the front court, right wing for Honnold. Honnold swings it back top to Key. Shea Fuller, shot fake, right of the lane, tacks the basket over her left shoulder, shot off the mark, rebound taken down by Emma Cook. Morgan back the other way for West. Into the front court, she's fouled by Zoe Young, a reach-in foul. And Zoe Young, that's her second foul.
Well, Iowa City's got to be careful right now. They got four players with two fouls.
Zacharias back into the lineup, right wing for Beckner. Beckner drives into the short corner, backdoor feed to Zacharias, left wing for Cook. Cook spins over left shoulder, attacks the basket, gets her shot rejected. Beckner picks up the rebound, her follow no good. She gets another rebound, kicks it out to McGrain, 15-foot jumper off the mark. And this time, Emma Cook on the floor battling with Hannah Fuller. And another jump ball called. The possession will stay right here with West.
That's what Iowa City West does. They just stay after every shot, second shot opportunities, and in that case, three opportunities right in a row. So good job, Iowa City West.
So Zoe Young will check out with two fouls. Casey Carr back into the Tiger lineup. Kaylin Morgan will check out. Maddie Hinker back into the lineup for West. Inbound play. Baseline, top of the key now for Cook. Emma Cook to Lauren Zacharias, and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Alex Honnold. Trying to find the foul totals here. That is the seventh team foul against Valley. So that means Lauren Zacharias will shoot the 1-1. Another substitution. Jackie Felt checks in for the Tigers. Alex Honnold will take a seat. So Lauren Zacharias to the free throw line. An 83% free throw shooter. She makes the first. She'll get another.
On both teams shooting 29% right now, so pretty evenly played game. So it comes down to second chance rebounding and turnovers right now.
Zacharias with another free throw. That one rattles in. 19-14, the West lead. 3:39 remaining in the first half. Hannah Fuller swings it right wing to Shea Fuller. Dribbles one dribble, top of the key for Hannah Fuller. Carr now at the free throw line. Back to Fuller. Shot fake, top of the key. Back to Shea Fuller on the right wing. She gets it inside to Carr. Good ball movement here from Valley. Fuller between the circles. Back to Shea Fuller on the right wing. Skip pass to Jackie Felt. She pulls up with a floater from 15 off the mark. Long rebound goes to Maddie Hinker. Hinker in the front court for West. Top of the key for Zacharias. Between the circles now, right wing for Hinker. Hinker to her left to McGrain, and she traveled. Yep. As she went across the free throw line.
I think her mind was making the decision before her body was.
Kind of got caught between passing.
She did. Those are tough, yep.
And coming to a stop, and now a substitution on the court for West. Allie Talkin checks back in, or checks in for the first time. Two-three zone here, played by West. Shea Fuller right wing for Felt. Felt gets her pass tipped back out to Shea Fuller between the circles. Hannah Fuller now in the middle of that zone at the free throw line. Jackie Felt on the right wing, gets it into Fuller. Backdoor feed to Jamie Felt underneath her own basket, kicks it in the corner to Carr, top of the key, Shea Fuller for three off the mark. Rebound fought for, taken by Jamie Felt. Her shot off the mark. Jackie Felt goes back up with the right hand and she gets fouled. So we got a lot of Felts and a lot of Fullers on the court right now for Valley. Jackie Felt will step to the line. That foul go against for West. Jackie Felt misses the first free throw. Kaylin Morgan back into the lineup for West. Lauren Zacharias takes a seat. Jackie Felt with one more. She missed them both. Rebound taken down by Beckner. Outlet to Morgan into the front court. Morgan, hesitation drive, goes baseline, picks it up, short corner, kicks it out to Beckner on the right wing for three. Off the back of the iron, long rebound, kept alive by Hinker. Hinker to the left wing, top of the key for Morgan. Morgan being guarded by Hannah Fuller. Crossover dribble, swings it right wing to Paige Beckner. Beckner into the corner for Morgan. Morgan goes baseline and she's fouled on the floor by Hannah Fuller, and she'll step to the line for the one-and-one situation.
Well, Morgan got a half step, realized that, and kept going and drew the foul, and we've seen that a lot. Good players know how to draw fouls, and she's going to be a good one. Of course, she's had a few experiences for her over siblings of both playing at UNI.
Yes, she has.
Jeremy got second team, Hall Conference, and her sister finished her first year, I believe, up there.
Kaylin's first free throw is up and good. That extends the lead out to six. Zoe Young will check back into the lineup for Valley with two fouls. Jamie Felt will take a seat. Kaylin Morgan will have another free throw.
Valley's only played seven players so far, and if this continues, you would have to think West has the best shot then, because their depth and the quality depth is what might pull this out for them.
Kaylin Morgan makes them both. 21-14, the lead for West. 1:52 remaining. Young left of the lane, attacks the basket, hands off to Honnold. Right wing for Hannah Fuller. Shot fake, drives the lane. Her floater off the mark. Tipped around, rebound taken down by Beckner. West doing a great job of keeping Valley off the boards. Morgan top of the key, now left wing for Hinker. Being guarded by Hannah Fuller, dribbles to the right wing. Picks up her dribble, swings it back top of the key for Kaylin Morgan into the corner for McGrain. She swings it to the top of the key for Paige Beckner. Back to McGrain in the corner. McGrain, short corner, baseline drive. Talking now, Hinker for three on the right wing, off the front of the iron, rebound taken down by Zoe Young. Young looks to push. Young gets her pocket pick, but regathers her dribble on the right wing. Crossover dribble inside the lane, right-hand shot off the mark, gets her own rebound. In the middle of the paint, gets her pocket pick taken away by Katie McGrain. The steal forced by Maddie Hinker.
Too much dribbling again. So let's, you only get in trouble.
50 seconds remaining in the first half. West has a 21-14 lead. Morgan at around half court, dribbling out some time here in the first half. 37 seconds remaining. Young playing at around the left wing, giving about 10 feet of separation. Morgan with 30 seconds. Still dribbling, and Valley seems content to let West play for this last shot this point.
Yeah, coach is backing them up, too. Let's draw as much time, and let's get the last shot so there's no momentum by them coming into halftime.
Morgan with 15. picked up by Shea Fuller. That's 10 seconds remaining. Morgan goes to work. Crossover dribble, top of the key. 6 seconds inside the lane. 15-foot runner off the back of the iron. Rebound taken down by Carr. And that's how we're going to end the first half of play. After 16 minutes of game time, the 3-seed, the Iowa City West Women of Troy, lead the 2-seed, the West Des Moines Valley Tigers, 21-14. We're going to step aside for 3 minutes, and we'll be back with our halftime report. You're listening to High School Basketball in the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, and the North Gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are rising further and further into the universe of bundling. Within that universe, you see your home and auto insurance floating together like two opponents on a swing set after a big game, sharing a churro.
Ascend into savings when you bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Big Mo Kayson here. The new Smokehouse Pizza from Little Caesars is certified smokeified. 8-hour smoked brisket, certified beefified. 10-hour smoked pulled pork, certified hogified. Applewood smoked bacon, certified baconfied. And the Smokehouse seasoned crust and tangy barbecue sauce, certified smokeified. And what's better than 3 smoked meats on 1 pizza? This certifiable price. The new Smokehouse Pizza from Little Caesars is only $9.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations, plus tax.
I met someone. It's something you hear a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. Match is number one in first, but also in second dates too. Now I'm going to hook you up. For my listeners, go to match.com/sports for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect for my listeners. This free offer is only found at match.com/sports. That's match.com/sports.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand, your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. Many entrepreneurs love the flexibility that comes with owning their own business. Cabbage offers a line of credit of up to $100,000 with the flexibility small businesses need. Apply online or from your phone. You will get a decision in minutes and can use any amount you need when you need it. Cabbage has provided over $2.5 billion in funding to 90,000 small businesses and is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Go to cabbage.com or call 888-CABBAGE. That's cabbage with a K.
21-14, the Iowa City West lead at the half over West Des Moines Valley. The Tigers, the number 2 seed. Iowa City West, the number 3 seed. Alex Kuhn alongside Steve Dozer. And Steve, we talked about it coming into this game. The key loss in round number one for Iowa City West was Rachel Saunders. She was their best defender. She was one of their best offensive players, their second leading scorer. Kind of really a spark plug, the way that she hustles and the athleticism. The Creighton commit out of the lineup today. Kaylin Morgan has stepped in admirably, and the women of Troy have played very, very good defense in the first half.
Well, Kaylin Morgan, Logan Cook, both of them have started off well. And, you know, and Kaylin Morgan, she's never really had to have the ball in her hands, and she's had it in her hands a lot and have to make things happen. And prime example, last play was called for her to make something happen. And right now they're playing 8 kids and a lot of subbing going on. West Des Moines playing 7, and, you know, they look tired. They look tired coming down the last 3 or 4 minutes. So right now, West has done a terrific job, and they're moving on, so to speak. You hate to say you move on for play, but they've moved on and tried to get ready to win a championship. And so far, they've done a really good job. After that first 4 minutes, a tremendous job by Iowa City.
for West Des Moines Valley in the first half. They were 0-for-7 from beyond the arc, and the difference in the game right now is the free throws. The 4-for-9 from the free throw line for West Des Moines Valley, 10-of-12 from the line for Iowa City West.
Well, and same thing with the rebounding, too. You got 21-15 for Iowa City, and 6 of those offensive. We saw a lot of second-hand, second-chance opportunities, and when you have a pretty even team, which both teams are, the free throws and the rebounding is what's going to win or lose a game for you.
And West Des Moines Valley, the highest scoring offensive basketball team in Class 5A, averaging nearly 70 points per game in the first half, held to 22% from the free throw line. Is that more to do with their cold shooting or the defense played by West in that first half?
Well, I think it's a combination, but you know, West changed it up. They did man, they would go zone. They go man, they go zone. So changed things up and made them give them some different looks and have to slow down. And the first 3 minutes, Valley ran their offense very well. But after that, coach changed it up. They changed it, went back and forth, bringing in people, too. When you're bringing in people that are fresh, they're moving their feet, not standing around. And I think part of it is this gym, but I would say most of it is what West Des Moines, or what Iowa City West has been able to do.
So 21-14, the Iowa City West lead at the half. And we'll get to you some stats here in just a second as the number 3 seed Iowa City West Women of Troy looking to move on to the Class 5A state championship game. The winner of this game will take on Cedar Falls, who skated by the number 1 seed in the Class 5A tournament, the Indianola Indians, who were undefeated on the season. So Cedar Falls with a remarkable run. They won a nail-biter against Iowa City High in the first round. They beat Indianola in the second round, and now they will take on the winner of this game right here. And we will we'll get you some first half stats in here in just a second. But let's talk about one of the bright spots offensively for West Des Moines Valley in that first half is their leading scorer, Hannah Fuller. And you look at her, kind of a stocky build, but she has some quickness off the dribble and some moves once she gets down low. That up and under move really worked early on for Fuller.
Well, she's the general out there, too, and you watch her. She's just solid. You can't stop her. You can't get around her. You can't... And she'll go through you, too. And the thing I like about her is she keeps everybody in the game. She's directing and making things happen. But, you know, Valley, you're right, 71 points. This is new. This is a new conversation for their coach because typically this isn't, 14 points. They probably haven't had 14 points and a half for 3 or 4 years. And, you know, credit the length of Iowa City, credit the switching job they've done as well. But, you know, if Valley's going to stay in this thing and make a run, it's going to start with Hannah Fuller.
And I talked a little bit off the air before the game with some folks, and I think the general consensus around this game is that Iowa City West was going to have to come in here, and we're going to I sound like a broken record here, but without one of your best players, one of your best offensive players, and they were going to have to play very good defense and really muck it up, so to speak, here in the first half. And they mission accomplished through 16 minutes.
They did muck it up, and you know, when you talk to BJ beginning of the year, we were having a conversation. What do you like about this team? Depth. What else do you like about this team? Depth. You know, and he said it's quality depth. And so, well, here you go. Now that they have injuries, here comes your depth, and it's coming into play right now. So I think he's confident about what they have right now. But, you know West Des Moines Valley is going to make a run. You know they're going to go make a run, and can West sustain that? West sustained the first one early when Valley got off to a good start, and they sustained it and got back into it, and now have a 7-point lead going into half.
West Des Moines Valley, as I mentioned, the top scoring team in Class 5A, and let's get to the first half stats for the Tigers. And we talked about Hannah Fuller, had 7 of the 14 Tiger points in the first half. She really got going. Nobody else did. Jamie Felt had 3. Alex Honnold had 2. Jackie Felt had 2. And that really wraps up the scoring for West Des Moines Valley in the first half. And for Iowa City West, Kaylin Morgan had 4 points, was 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Lauren Zacharias had 2. Logan Cook, this is going to be a storyline to watch the rest of the game, had to sit pretty much the remainder of that first half with 2 fouls. She must be out there if Iowa City West wants to close this one out. And Katie McGrain, Talk about Katie McGrain, not only her 8 points, but her defense, her help side defense. She drew several turnovers and caused a couple of tie-ups to help this team to a seven-point halftime lead.
Well, Katie McGrain's a senior, too. I mean, she's been here. She's getting called on. We've seen that we've seen that a couple of times with foul trouble. Marion had it. You got to call on different kids. Xavier had it today. They played some kids. They had some foul trouble early in the Xavier game, and they had to rely on their kids. And the kids come in and did a really good job, and we're seeing that with Katie McGrain, too.
So 21-14, the halftime lead for Iowa City West in this Class 5A semifinal game. What we're going to do is we're going to step aside for 90 seconds. We'll be back with the second half of play. You're listening to high school basketball on the South Gym and the North Gym, 107.5 and 106.3, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
There are 5 times more hires made through Indeed.com than any other job site. Imagine a lottery that had 5 times more winners. A Sunday with 5 times more touchdowns. When you're hiring, it makes 5 times more sense to use Indeed. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
As any sports fan knows, nothing feels better than winning. And right now, when you come to Applebee's for lunch, you could win big with their all-in burger meal deal.
Come into Applebee's and try one of their all-in burgers with fries and a bottomless Pepsi for just $9.99.
You could win the chance to produce Mike and Mike for a day.
You could also score great instant win prizes, including a free all-in burger meal deal and pro sports tickets.
Hurry, because this deal won't last long,
only at Applebee's.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a 1-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena at the Iowa Events Center in downtown Des Moines, Iowa City West. The 21-14 lead in the semifinal of Class 5A over West Des Moines Valley. Alex Kuhn alongside Steve Dozer, and we're about ready for second half. Just give you a little bit of stats from the first half. Team stats, Iowa City West shooting 25% from the field, 5 of 20. West Des Moines Valley, 5 of 22, 22.7%. 1 for 6 from beyond the arc for the women of Troy, 0 for 7 for the Tigers. And we talked about the big discrepancy in the first half, the difference in this game right now. West Des Moines Valley, 4 of 9 from the charity stripe. Iowa City West, 10 of 12. West in their all gold uniforms with black trim and green numerals. All white uniforms with orange trim and black numerals for Valley, who will begin the second half of play attacking to our left. Zoe Young with 2 fouls, gets the inbound pass and starts the third quarter of play. Gives off to Fuller on the right wing, hands off to Felt. Felt into the corner to Fuller. Fuller top of the free throw line to Zoe Young. Her shot off the mark, gets her own rebound, backdoor feed to Honnold, who lays it up and in with a right hand, and the lead is 5 for West. 21-16, 7:36, we're just underway here in the third quarter. Emma Cook left wing for Maddie Hinker. Logan Cook back into the lineup for West. Lauren Zacharias pass tip, but gathered by Morgan in the short corner, throws it right to Hannah Fuller. That's a turnover. Fuller leads the rush into the front court, picks up her dribble, and gets her pocket picked by Lauren Zacharias. Back the other way comes Zacharias. Into the front court, right wing, picks up her dribble, looking for an outlet, and a timeout is going to be called by head coach B.J. Mayer. I believe it is a 30-second timeout with 7:08 remaining here in the third quarter.
Well, that was a good timeout, and you don't want to get in turnovers, but this was the start that the Valley had to begin the game. You know, they came at him real quick, and good timeout by BJ, and say, hey, let's go. Well, you know, we played well going into halftime, and let's go back to playing that way.
So 21-16, the lead for Iowa City West. The 5 on the court for the women of Troy, Emma Cook, Logan Cook, Pinker, Morgan, and Zacharias. Zoe Young, Honnold, Jackie Felt, Jamie Felt, and Hannah Fuller, the five for Valley. Side out upcoming for Iowa City West into the corner. It's Hinker, turnaround jumper from the block by Logan Cook, and she knocks it down from 10 feet. Into the front court, it's Honnold attacking the basket, lays it up and in with a right hand, up and under move there. Cuts it back to a five-point game. Quickly, Zacharias back the other way, right wing. Dribbles out top of the key, gives it off to Logan Cook to the free throw line. Top of the key now for Morgan, attacking left of the lane. And she is going to be fouled on the floor, and she goes hard to the floor. A little bit slow to get up, but she does. And she seems like she will stay in the game.
Tough kid, second time did that, and those are tough. There's no give in wood floors.
Jamie Felt picks up the foul, so Lauren Zacharias, baseline inbound play to Hinker for three in the left corner, off the mark, and the rebound is taken down by Hannah Fuller, who had a good box out. Into the front court comes Fuller. Top of the key, now left wing, Jackie Felt for three, off the mark, in and out, rebound taken down by Kaylin Morgan. Into the front court comes Morgan, top of the key, into the corner for Logan Cook for three, off the mark, tipped around, rebound taken down by Honnold. Honnold now leads the rush, right of the lane, goes up with the right hand, her layup off the mark, and Hinker pulls down the rebound. Hinker sprinting the other way, now into the corner, Kaylin Morgan for three, well off the mark, but Emma Cook picks up the rebound, kicks it out in the corner, stolen away by Jackie Felt, and they're going to get a push on Kaylin Morgan in the backcourt.
Well, Valley lucked out too. They did a lazy job in that series. Rebounding, and ball goes out, and that was a lucky one for Valley to get the ball back.
Kaylin Morgan, that's her first foul. Zoe Young into the front court now. Hannah Fuller, left wing, behind the back dribble, gives off into the corner to Jamie Felt, top of the key for Jackie. She gives off on the right wing to Zoe Young for three, top of the key, and she knocks it down. And we're back to a two-point game.
Less dribbling, more success.
Lauren Zacharias sets the offense in the front court. Left wing, Emma Cook into the corner for Maddie Hinker. Hinker drives short corner, and she gets her pocket pick. That is going to be a steal taken away by Honnold. Now Fuller. Fuller looks to run into the front court. Hannah Fuller goes up with the right hand, gets fouled. In the act of shooting, she'll step to the line for two.
Well, Fuller is going up no matter what. And do you want to stay in, take a charge, or are you going to draw a foul? And saw a few charges earlier today. I was telling Sky, you don't see a whole lot anymore. And that's you want to see more of that. But good job by Fuller taking it all the way to the rim.
Fuller's free throw is good. That is the second foul on Kaylin Morgan. Katie McGrain back into the West lineup. Lauren Zacharias takes a seat. And Fuller has a chance to tie the game up with his free throw. And she misses off the front of the iron, but the rebound pulled away by Jackie Felt in a held ball. The possession will go back to Iowa City West. So 5:23 remaining in the third quarter. West with a one-point lead, 23-22. Valley on a little bit of a run. They trailed by seven at the half. They trail by one here in the third. Into the corner, it's McGrain. Cross court pass to Morgan. Short corner goes up with a right hand. Attacking the basket. Lays it up off the glass and in. 25-22, the West lead. Shea Fuller into the front court. Right of the lane, goes right to the basket.
Geez, yeah.
Laid it up and in.
Coach McGrew, B.J. Mayer not happy with that.
Now Logan Cook, short corner. Out to Kaylin Morgan in the corner. She drives baseline, and a foul is going to be called on Hannah Fuller on the floor.
Coach B.J. Mayer is yelling, get back, get back. And their transition defense, they got beat two or three times for that, and that's too easy.
And now that's two on Fuller. So Honnold, Fuller, Jackie Felt, and Zoe Young all have two fouls for the Tigers. Emma Cook takes a seat. Paige Beckner back into the West lineup. Kaylin Morgan inbound short corner to Logan Cook. Logan Cook across the lane, right-handed jumper, and she gets fouled as the shot misses. She'll step to the line for two. Little five-foot jumper off the glass there from Logan Cook. And the foul goes against Alex Honnold. That's her third. So Logan Cook to the free throw line. Her first free throw off the back of the iron and out. Logan Cook, five first half points. She makes the second. Logan Cook has eight. 26-24 the lead for West. Shea Fuller to the front court. Attacks left of the lane, goes up with the left hand and is fouled. And that will draw two shots. So Fuller will now step to the line.
Yeah, Katie McGrain got a hand and got beaten. So reached out with her hand and grabbed her arm and now to the line.
That's Katie McGrain's third foul. So Shea Fuller's first free throw is good. Jamie Felt will check back into the Tiger lineup. Alex Honnold will take a seat. Lauren Zacharias will check into the West lineup for Katie McGrain, who will take a seat with three fouls. Shea Fuller to tie it up. And she does that. 26 all, 4:39 remaining in the third quarter. Zacharias, left wing for Hinker. Hinker gives into the corner for Beckner. Iowa City West running motion offense to Zacharias, left wing. High post, Logan Cook goes up. Gets her shot partially blocked. Rebound taken down by Zoe Young. Back the other way comes Young into the front court. Her pass over the head of Jackie Felton out of bounds, and that's a turnover. West will get the ball back. Zoe Young struggling a little bit with turnovers here.
A little bit, issue too much, but the worst turnovers, the uncontested turnovers, the unforced turnovers, and she's had three already.
4:12 remaining in the third quarter. Zacharias across half court for West. Picked up by Shea Fuller. Crossover dribble, top of the key, gets inside the lane. A little 5-foot floater off the glass, but a blocking foul is going to be called on Jamie Felt, and Lauren Zacharias will step to the line for two.
Boy, if there's anyone that was more set than that, try to find that. She was completely set and plenty of room in between. And that was a good charge, in my opinion. But, of course, we're not the ones paid to ref, I guess.
Zacharias, an 83% free throw shooter, knocks down the first. Emma Cook back into the West lineup. Logan Cook will take a seat. Zacharias will have one more. Lauren Zacharias looking for her fourth point of the game, and she gets it. Sorry, her third point of the game. 28-26, the West lead. 4 minutes and counting left to go in the third quarter. Hannah Fuller on the right wing. Gets it inside to Felt, to Jackie Felt. Her pass, or gets her pocket pick off the glass. And now Kaylin Morgan away with the ball for West. Into the front court for Hinker, attacking the basket. Gets her shot blocked. Back the other way comes Jackie Felt. Felt into the front court, right of the lane, right hand layup up and good off the glass. We're tied at 28.
Nice job by Jackie Felt. Take it end to end, finish with a layup.
Lauren Zacharias, right wing. Picked up by Shea Fuller. Hesitation, attacks the lane, gets fouled by Shea Fuller, and two shots will have come.
Yeah, they're going to get Zoe Young off their body.
Oh, Zoe Young.
Yeah.
That's her third foul.
She was out of position, lost sight of the ball, and anytime you turn your head to lose sight of the ball, those things happen.
So Zacharias back to the free throw line where she just knocked down two. She makes the first. Substitutions for Valley. Casey Carr checks back in, as does Alex Honnold. Jamie Felt and Zoe Young take a seat. Zoe Young with three fouls. Zacharias has one more free throw. And she makes it 30-28, the West advantage. 3:25 remaining in the third quarter. 2-3 zone here for West. Hannah Fuller top of the key, now right wing for Shea. Shea Fuller around a screen, dribbles top of the key. In between the circles. 2-3 zone, a little bit of pressure here from Hinker, now on the right wing for Hannah Fuller. They play catch at the top of the key with Shea Fuller. Fuller into the corner for Honnold. Honnold back to Shea Fuller, top of the key. 2:58 remaining third quarter. Now Hannah Fuller, right wing. Shea Fuller fakes a three, steps back out. Dribbles to the left wing, gives off to Honnold. Spins over her left shoulder in the corner. Shea Fuller, wide open three, and she knocks it down from range. And Valley has a one-point lead.
Well, 2-3 zone, you're going to give up something, and that's what's happening right now to West. They're giving up a few spots, and Valley's knocking them down.
Lauren Zacharias, top of the key. Sets the offense. Dribbles out between the circles. Picked up by Shea Fuller. Man-to-man defense here for Valley. Zacharias gets a screen, top of the key from Beckner. Hesitation dribble, gets to the right wing, top of the key for Hinker for three, off the mark. Rebound taken down by Alex Honnell. Into the front court. Right hand layup up off the mark, but fouled is Hannah Fuller. She attacked right of the lane.
Yeah,
and she'll step
move.
To the line for two.
Yeah, good spin move by her to draw the foul. Almost a completed three-point play.
Maddie Hinker picks up the foul. That's her second. And I was wondering how long Coach Mayer was going to keep Logan Cook off on the bench. The answer, not for long, as Fuller misses the first free throw, and Logan Cook checks in for Paige Beckner.
Well, again, and Valley's only played seven kids. And, you know, you wonder as the game keeps moving forward, is that going to have any bearing on the rest of this game?
Fuller will have another free throw. And she misses off the side of the iron. Rebound taken down by Logan Cook. 31-30 the lead for Valley. Zacharias top of the key. Left wing for Logan Cook. Cook dribbles. Top of the key gives off Emma Cook. Shot fake. Drives left of the lane. Goes up with the right hand, but draws it. Drawing the charge is Hannah Fuller.
Well, if they didn't call that, I can't imagine what the Valley coach would have thought about that one as well.
Josh Sigris was not happy with the first block call.
No.
But, much happier with this call.
Yeah. That, he would have exploded.
Shea Fuller left wing for Jackie Felt. Felt being picked up by Logan Cook. Swings the top of the key, Hannah Fuller. Back to Casey Carr. Now top of the key for Jamie Felt. Felt attacks right lane, kicks it into the corner for Jackie Felt. Drives baseline to Jamie Felt underneath. She gets her pocket picked, and the ball is last touched out of bounds by Valley, and it will go back to West. And I'll tell you, West Des Moines Valley, they're faithful, and their head coach, Josh Sigris, did not like that call either.
No, and their fans right behind us, and we have a lot more referees behind us, obviously, when they don't agree with the call.
So a 30-second timeout taken, 1:28 remaining here in the third quarter. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. 31-30, the Valley lead over Iowa City West. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYN.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
So Katie McGrain will check back into the West lineup. She has three fouls. West attacking left to right. They trail by one, 31-30. 1:25 remaining in the third quarter. Zacharias to the elbow to Logan Cook. Attacks right of the lane. Gets her shot partially blocked. Rebound taken down by Shea Fuller. Hannah Fuller now into the front court for the Tigers. Gives it back Shea Fuller. Top of the key. Three. All off the mark. Fight for the rebound on the floor. A tie-up is going to stay right here with Valley. Fuller kind of chuckling as that shot was well to the right and I think a little bit short.
Yeah, a little bit quick, too. She made the last one, and a lot of times they get in a hurry to shoot the next one.
Jackie Felt now to Hannah Fuller in the corner. She thought about a three, gives up to Shea Fuller on the right wing. Back to Hannah Fuller, a deep three from the right wing, and she knocks it down. And here is the run from Valley. West trails by four, 34-30. Logan Cook into the front court. Left wing for Emma Cook. Top of the key, Katie McGrain. Shot fake, now right wing for Lauren Zacharias. She penetrates the lane, five-foot floater off the mark. Emma Cook back up with the right hand. She gets fouled. She'll step to the line for two. With 37 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
Yeah, good instincts by Emma to get an offensive rebound. And right now that's her eighth offensive rebound for West.
That's the sixth team foul against Valley as Emma Cook makes the first free throw. She gets on the scoreboard. Cook is a 70% free throw shooter. Now Zoe Young is going to check back into the Tiger lineup with three fouls. So Zoe Young with three fouls for Valley. Katie McGrain with three for West.
Boy, and West, 16 for 19 from the free throw line. That's in Valley, 7 for 15. So those are the key stats that will change the game.
Second shot off the mark, but Logan Cook gets the rebound. McGrain now up with the right hand. Her shot misses, and she picks up her fourth foul in the backcourt on Hannah Fuller. So that is Katie McGrane's fourth foul, and now she's going to have to check out.
Yeah, that's just a frustration foul is all that was. But when it's your fourth one, you got to be real careful.
34-31, the Valley lead. 31 seconds remaining in the third quarter, so Valley will probably play for the last shot as Zoe Young walks the ball slowly up the court. And she'll stand around half court, and Kaylin Morgan will let her dribble out the remaining time left here in the third quarter. 18 seconds, now 15. Zoe Young still dribbling it around half court with 13. Now with 10, she gets the offense going with 8. Top of the key, right wing now for Young. Hands off to Fuller. Hannah Fuller between the circles fires up a desperation shot at the buzzer. Wow. Well off the mark. She got it a lot closer.
She got a lot closer than I thought, one-handed.
So that's how we end the third quarter of play. The Valley Tigers lead Iowa City West 34-31 after three. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYN.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand, your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are rising further and further into the universe of bundling. Within that universe, you see your home and auto insurance floating together like two opponents on a swing set after a big game, sharing a churro.
Ascend into savings when you bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
We begin the fourth quarter of play in this Class 5A semifinal. Winner will take on Cedar Falls in the state championship game tomorrow. West trails 34-31. They get the basketball to begin the third quarter. Left wing, it's Hinker. Hinker, high screen and roll, gives it in the short corner to Logan Cook. Back to Hinker in the corner. Shot fake. Dribbles to the right wing into the corner for Logan Cook. She'll drive baseline. Go up with the right hand, gets her shot blocked. Rebound taken down by Honnold. Honnold back the other way. Now Jackie Felt, right wing. Hannah Fuller drives across the lane, picks up her dribble. Honnold underneath, lays it up and in with the right hand. The lead is 5 for Valley. Now Zacharias into the front court. Posting up is Cook once again. Kicks it out to Hinker, top of the key. Backdoor feed to Emma Cook. Lays it up with a right hand. Her shot off the mark. Logan Cook with a follow. She gets fouled in the act of shooting. So she'll step to the line for 2.
That's her 9th offensive rebound again. And again, that's what's going to keep Iowa City West in this game. And we've seen it time and time again.
So for Jamie Felt, that is her 4th foul. Logan Cook's first free throw is good. So Shea Fuller will check in for Jamie Felt. So Felt, Fuller, Hannah Fuller, Honnold, and Young, the 5-4 Valley, as Logan Cook, her 2nd free throw off the mark, fight for the rebound, taken away by Honnold into the front court. Honnold attacks the lane, 5-foot floater up and good.
Again, transition defense is killing West right now.
Zacharias into the front court, 38-32, the Valley lead. Now Morgan on the left wing, into the corner. For Emma Cook, Logan Cook on the left wing, top of the key, Hinker. Hinker, shot fake, drives left of the lane, goes up with the left hand, lays it up and in.
A good smooth move, left hand finish.
Now West, Zoe Young pushes it into the front court. Into the corner for Jackie Felt. Spins over her left shoulder, goes up with the left hand, gets fouled by Lauren Zacharias. That'll be her 3rd foul. And Jackie Felt will step to the line for 2. Jackie Felt, an 80% free throw shooter. She makes the first. 5-point lead for Valley. 6:39 remaining in the fourth quarter. Felt's 2nd is up and good. So back to a 6-point lead. 40-34. The Tiger advantage. Kaylin Morgan on the right wing drives baseline. passes it into the corner to nobody in particular. It trickles out of bounds, and that is a turnover against West.
Well, what happens when you leave your feet? You know, not a lot of possibilities when you leave your feet, and usually turns into a turnover.
So West teetering on danger zone here. They trail by six. Valley with the basketball, 6:25 remaining. Shea Fuller hands off to Hannah Fuller. Gives off at the free throw line to Honnold into the left wing. Now top of the key for Hannah Fuller. Drives middle of the paint, 5-foot floater up and good.
Heady play by her. Faked out a little ball fake. She found a lane and took advantage.
8-point lead for Valley. On the other end, Zacharias. Across the free throw line, kicks it right left wing. Shot fake now for Morgan. Into the corner for Zacharias. Drives baseline to Cook. Goes up with a right hand. Rattles it home. And cuts it back to a 6-point lead. 6-point deficit. West Des Moines Valley with a 42-36 lead. And B.J. Mayer wants a 30-second timeout. So a little bit of danger zone here for Iowa City West as Valley's offense has come alive here.
Well, their offense has come alive, and they're moving the ball a lot better and getting better looks. And the transition defense, you know, Alex, is something that they've gotten beat three or four times. That's not West either. They don't get beat back, and there's three, and those have all turned into points for them. So that's a concern for them because they're coming. And what I like right now, I see from West Des Moines Valley, they're not slowing it down. They're not going to sit there and play not to lose. So right now they're still keeping their offense, which is good for them. And Logan Cook, I hate to say it, but she's going to have to step up even more than what she has today. She's already played a really good game.
11 points for Logan Cook. She has two fouls. Jamie Felt for Valley on the bench with four. Katie McGrain for West also on the bench with four. 5:53 remaining in the game. Valley with the ball and a 6-point lead. Hannah Fuller will slowly walk the ball up the court for the Tigers. Attacks right of the lane. Backdoor feed to Zoe Young. Drives baseline, kicks it in the corner for Honnold. Shot fake. Now skip pass to Fuller on the right wing. Across the lane in the corner for Young for three. Off the front of the iron. Rebound taken down by Hinker. Hinker gets her pass into the front court. Stolen away by Jackie Felt. Looking for Paige Beckner. Maybe forcing the issue a little bit too much. Shea Fuller now into the front court. Hesitation move, and she gets fouled. Looked like she got her shot blocked, but they're going to call a foul on Paige Beckner.
She got bailed out on that. Made a head fake. Iowa City West didn't bite on that, and looked like a block.
So Shea Fuller will step to the free throw line. She'll shoot two and makes the first. So back to a 7-point lead. Shea Fuller looking for her 8th point, and she gets it. The lead is 8 for Valley once again, 44-36.
It's the biggest lead we've seen today.
Kaylin Morgan on the left wing. Now top of the key, Logan Cook. Cook, shot take around Fuller. Into the short corner, Kaylin Morgan, 15-foot jumper off the mark. Fuller with a rebound. Hannah Fuller to Shea Fuller into the front court for the Tigers. She fires it back door to Honnold, who lays it up and in with a reverse layup with a right hand. And the lead is 10.
Yeah,
largest lead. And a critical one at that.
Well, that could have been called an offensive foul as well. She extended it, and Valley coach wanted that as well.
So Paige Beckner out. Kaylin Morgan to the free throw line. Emma Cook back in. The free throw short. Logan Cook fights for the rebound, and a held ball called, but the possession arrow will go to Valley.
Yep, good call.
So Valley has made a run here in the second half. They lead by 10, 46-36. 4:45 remaining. And now they can take as much time as they want and find the best shot. Right wing handoff to Zoe Young. Into the corner for Fuller for three. Off the iron, it tips into the corner, and it's going to be last touched out of bounds by Emma Cook. Maddie Hinker, didn't really need to touch it. Tried to keep it from getting into the hands of Fuller. So a baseline inbound play from the far corner, upcoming for Fuller. She gets it into Felt, who gets her pocket pick stolen away by Hinker. West back the other way, in desperate need of a basket. Hinker, hesitation dribble, up with the left hand, lays it up off the glass and gets fouled. A block called on Hannah Fuller, who looked like she had a position, but Maddie Hinker went to the left of her. So Maddie Hinker will step to the line.
Well, Hannah Fuller takes a three-pointer, you know, big three-point attempt, and but I like it. I mean, you keep playing your offense right now, and you don't need to do anything different till about two-minute mark.
So West Des Moines Valley takes a 60-second timeout, as will we. 46-36, they lead Iowa City West, 4:22 remaining in the game. We'll be right back on KGYM. Guess we'll stay right here on KGYM. 46-36, the West Des Moines Valley lead. And it just seems like, Steve Dozer joins me to my right, it just seems like the ball movement has been much better for Valley here in the second half, and they're getting really clean looks at the basket.
Well, the first 3 or 4 minutes of the game, Valley did a nice job, and then nothing. And right now, second half, much better moving the ball, much better offensively. And I like their aggressiveness. And so many times you see coaches with about 4.5 minutes that don't want to – they want to bring the ball out and take your time. A lot of times, they say you play to lose, but you don't run. You don't get in a good flow that way. You run a continuity offense as you're coming down about a minute and a half. But I like – when I coach, you sure like just keeping your tempo, everything you do. And right now, the tempo is good for Valley, and don't change it for them. And if you're Iowa City, I wouldn't be surprised if you start to see some full court now pressure from them and extend it.
So out of the timeout, Maddie Hinker at the line to shoot two. She makes the first. Hinker with 3 points. This is her first trip to the free throw line here this afternoon. And the second one off the mark, long rebound. And it is gathered in the corner by Emma Cook. And now she gets her pocket pick. But Kaylin Morgan was tipped it. And Shea Fuller goes diving out of bounds. And this last touch by Shea Fuller, who went tumbling to the ground right in front of us.
Well, I love the energy. I love the will to win from both these teams. And they know they're going to get hurt doing it. They're still diving, which I love to see.
So West keeps the ball. Zacharias high post to Logan Cook. Now right wing for Zacharias. Doesn't take the three, swings it to the top of the key to Hinker. Now short corner, Cook, 15-foot jumper, and she knocks it down.
Well, what a game she's having.
46-39, the Valley lead, 3:55 remaining. West needs stops here as Zoe Young controls the top of the key. Picked up by Kaylin Morgan, stolen away by Morgan. Morgan into the front court. Has Bacon lays it up with the left hand, gets fouled by Hannah Fuller. And Kaylin Morgan will step to the free throw line to try to cut it to a four-point game.
That's a big play. That's a heady play, too. And it's a big play when B.J. Mayer, you see light under his shoes. he was pretty excited about that. But what a heady play. And if you're Hannah Fuller, you either foul her where she can't shoot or stay away.
Morgan makes the free throw. 46-42, the Valley lead. Zoe Young on the other end. Left wing attacks the dribble, kicks it into the corner to Shea Fuller, who will dribble top of the key. Guarded by Zacharias, crossover dribble, left of the lane, goes up with the left hand, shot off the mark. Emma Cook with the rebound. Zacharias back the other way for West, into the front court. Backdoor feed, wide open layup for Logan Cook, it's up and good. A two-point game, 3:19 remaining in the fourth quarter, and West Des Moines Valley wants a timeout.
30-second timeout.
We'll keep it right here in a run that Iowa City West needed, and it was started by their sophomore Kaylin Morgan taking away a steal, going up with a left hand and getting fouled and stepping the line and completing a three-point play.
And here's a kid who came off the bench all year, so now she's been asked to start, and she's embraced that role, and what a great job. And she picked it up cleanly coming off from behind, and that's instinct. That's from playing a lot of basketball. And, finish drawing to the rim. But, again, if you're Hannah Fuller, either let her go or foul her, she can't get a shot. So great job by Iowa City West coming back and making this a one-possession game.
Cannot be overstated the game that Kaylin Morgan has had, stepping in for the injured Rachel Saunders, who is jumping up and down on 1 foot on the sideline and getting everybody fired up. West Des Moines Valley with the basketball, 3:19 remains. And now Iowa City West will go with a little bit of token full court pressure. Hannah Fuller will inbound underneath her own basket. Fuller looking for an outlet to Jackie Phelps. Back to Fuller, who will break the pressure. Into the front court comes Hannah Fuller. Attacks in the middle of the paint, kicks it out to Zoe Young, left wing, across the lane. Goes up with the right hand, gets fouled. She'll step to the line for two.
Yeah, Valley's clearing it out right now. And they're getting better spacing, but they're clearing out to attack the rim and draw some fouls.
So Zoe Young steps to the line. The foul is on Hinker. That's her third. Young's first free throw is off the mark. Zoe Young is 1-for-7 from the field, and that was her first free throw attempt. And now Hannah Fuller is going to take a little bit of a breather before the stretch run of this game. Honnold back in the lineup. Young's second free throw is good. So a 3-point lead for Valley. 3:07 remaining. Right wing, it's Hinker. Top of the key, Zacharias. Logan Cook gives a high screen, and now Zacharias backs out between the circles. Swings it left wing for Kaylin Morgan. Morgan attacks the basket, goes up with the right hand, lays it up and in.
Wow, Kaylin Morgan show here this fourth quarter.
1-point game, Zoe Young into the front court. And she gets fouled at the top of the key by Kaylin Morgan. And now Zoe Young is going to step to the free throw line. That's the 10th team foul, so two shots upcoming as both teams have 10 fouls. And Zoe Young makes the first free throw. She's 1-for-3 at the free throw line, 4 points. Excuse me, 2-for-3. Second one off the mark. Emma Cook with a rebound. 2:42 remaining. Morgan on the right wing. Tries baseline into the short corner, picks up her dribble, kicks it out on the right wing to Zacharias. Entry feed to Logan Cook, tipped away, and now a scramble on the floor taken away by Zoe Young. Young back the other way for the Tigers, has numbers. Backcourt feed to Honnold, nice goes up with the right hand, gets fouled.
Nice pass by Zoe. Wow.
Now Honnold will step to the free throw line for two. And the foul goes against Hinker, and I think that's her fourth.
Well, right now, if you're Valley, they're making one out of two coming down the stretch, and that's not going to get it done until they start cashing them both in.
A 58% free throw shooter misses the first. So Hannah Fuller back in the lineup for Shea Fuller for West Des Moines Valley. 2:24 remaining. Alex Honnold at the free throw line. Her second free throw is off the mark. She missed them both. Rebound to Emma Cook. Now Kaylin Morgan into the front court. Right of the lane, kicks it out to Emma Cook. Shot fake into the lane. A little runner gets her shot blocked. Rebound taken down in a held ball situation. Possession arrow will keep it right here with West.
Yeah, good jump ball call. But right now, you know, Valley, they're 13-for-24, shooting 54%. And they've missed some opportunities at the free throw line, either to put it away or extend a three-possession game.
Zacharias to inbound. Top of the key for Morgan. She nearly gets it stolen away. Picks up her dribble. Left wing, Zacharias. Zacharias dribbles front court to Jamie Felt, and a foul is going to be called on Hinker, who looked to steal the ball away, and I think that's her fifth. Maddie Hinker has fouled out of the game. It looked like a clean steal.
Yeah, it looked clean, and she did the right thing, came around, and touch had a clean steal. They got her with a reach-in foul, but, yeah, that's her fifth.
So Maddie Hinker has fouled out. 3 points this afternoon. And now Katie McGrain is going to check back in. She also has 4 fouls. Jamie Felt will step to the free throw line. She's an 80% free throw shooter. Her first free throw is good.
You know, and I like Maddie Hinker coming out too, you know. It's easy to, you know, think I'm a senior, I'm going to cry. She's sitting there getting her team up, saying, we're going to win this thing, and that's what a senior should do.
So Jamie Felt makes them both a 4-point lead for West Des Moines. Valley 1:43 remaining here in the fourth quarter. It is a full timeout, so we'll step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, and the North Gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids.
Big Mo Quezon here. The new Smokehouse Pizza from Little Caesars is certified smokeified. 8-hour smoked brisket, certified beefified. 10-hour smoked pulled pork, certified hogified. Applewood smoked bacon, certified baconfied. And the Smokehouse seasoned crust and tangy barbecue sauce, certified smokeified. And what's better than 3 smoked meats on 1 pizza? This certifiable price. The new Smokehouse Pizza from Little Caesars is only $9.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
I met someone. It's something you hear a lot from people on Match. Because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. Match is number one in first, but also in second dates too. Now I'm going to hook you up. For my listeners, go to match.com/sports for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect for my listeners. This free offer is only found at match.com/sports. That's match.com/sports.
Out of the timeout, Iowa City West with the basketball. They trail by 4. 100 seconds remain in the semifinal game. Morgan on the right wing. Shot fake. Drives baseline. Kicks it out right wing for Logan Cook, who goes up with the right hand and gets fouled. Drove strong to the basket. And who is the foul against? I think it's going to go against Shea Fuller. Yep, it's going to go against Shea Fuller. So Logan Cook will step to the free throw line. 1:30 remaining.
Yeah, big free throws.
And she buries the first. Paige Beckner checks back in for Katie McGrain. So we'll do a little bit of a defense for offense substitution with McGrain and Beckner. McGrain with 4 fouls. Hannah Fuller back into the lineup for Valley. Cook with 1 more free throw. Swing now, Fuller, guarded by Beckner with 1:10 remaining. Now Hannah Fuller around half court, or behind the back dribble. Valley taking a lot of time here, 60 seconds remaining. Shea Fuller off the dribble, guarded by Zacharias. Left wing, backdoor feed to Young. Young swings it to Felt now into the corner. Felt on the right wing, gets her pass tip, but Young gathers it. Young, and she is going to be fouled with 44.5 seconds remaining.
How did they come out of that unscathed?
Oh.
I thought that, you know, they had an opportunity to attack the rim and get a layup here, but they're really pushing it out. But unless you have continuity, those turn into turnovers.
So Logan Cook picks up the foul. It's her third. Zoe Young to the free throw line. She is 2 for 4 there today. A 49% free throw shooter, and she buries the first. So Paige Beckner checks out. Katie McGrain back into the West lineup. Jackie Felt about to check in for Zoe Young, and she makes the free throw.
This is a big free throw here. This puts it a 2-possession game.
She makes it. So a 4-point lead. 44.5 seconds left. And now Jackie Felt checks in for Zoe Young, who a 49% free throw shooter just hit 2 very clutch free throws.
Yeah, hard to pull that kid out, too, because you stay with the rhythm.
Zacharias into the front court. Top of the key, hesitation drive, left of the lane, goes up with the left hand, shot off the mark. It hits Zacharias in the head, who goes down on the floor and calls a timeout. So with 33.1 seconds remaining here in this semifinal game, Iowa City West will have the basketball in the front court, and a full timeout is called. So what we'll do is we'll step aside for 30 seconds, and we'll be back with the remainder of this game. 52-48, the lead for Valley over West.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
52-48, the Valley lead over Iowa City West. West with the basketball, 33.1 seconds remaining here in this Class 5A semifinal matchup. Winner takes on Cedar Falls tomorrow in the state championship game. Big possession here for West. They trail by 2 possessions. What Lauren Zacharias will inbound.
Well, if you're West, you only need a 2-pointers. You're down 4. 3's not going to do anything for you. So attack the rim, and if you're Valley, do not foul.
Ball inbounded and is stolen away by Jackie Felton. She steps on the end line.
She didn't think so as she's sitting completely out of bounds.
She thought she might have gotten pushed over as she tumbled to the floor. Yeah. So new life here for Wes. Lauren Zacharias, another tough angle, looking for an inbound. Gets it underneath the basket to Logan Cook, who stepped on the end line. So that's a turnover and a big one at that. So Shea Fuller back into the Valley lineup. Paige Beckner for West. Katie McGrain takes a seat. Alex Honnell takes a seat for West Des Moines Valley. Fuller will inbound the ball. Gets it to Shea Fuller and nearly stolen away, but it's tipped out of bounds by Logan Cook with 28.1 seconds remaining.
Well, Valley needs to come up with a better play to get the ball in right now because this is critical.
Fuller to inbound. Hannah Fuller looking for an outlet. Fires to Young and is tipped out of bounds by Kaylin Morgan with 27 seconds left.
Well, the advantage now, the ball moves up to half court, gives a little more room.
So now side out on the far side of the court. Into Zoe Young, and she is going to draw a tie-up. It's going to stay with Valley, though.
Yeah.
So
almost a turnover, almost a travel as well.
So another inbound play upcoming with 25.7 seconds remaining. And a substitution, Emma Cook, in the lineup.
They're trying to figure out whose ball it is.
Well, the possession arrow was there with Valley, so they're going to take a 30-second timeout.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'd say if you're Valley right now, when you're taking it out, now's the time you may get a layup out of it because they're going to go body to body. Depends if West puts somebody back on defense, which I would doubt because right now they need a steal, and you can't afford to let the ball come in and take seconds. So, but if I'm Valley, I draw something up that gives them a chance to take a look at a layup down the floor. But you got to be careful. Ball goes out of bounds, and the ball comes right back to half court. So it'll be interesting what they call.
Both teams in the double bonus. So if Valley gets the ball in bounds, Iowa City West has to foul immediately.
Absolutely. They can't let any time come off. The hard part is at this point, you can't really pick who to foul with the amount of time left.
Zoe Young will inbound.
There it is. Nope. Yep.
Backdoor pass to Felt, who was fouled in the front court by Paige Beckner. So Jackie Felt will step to the line to shoot two, and she is the best free throw shooter on this Tiger team. She is 2 for 5 on the day, though, an 80% free throw shooter on the season. Her first free throw is good. Nothing but the bottom of the net. 5-point lead for Valley. Katie McGrain back into the West lineup. Alex Honnold checks in for Shea Fuller. Paige Beckner takes a seat for the women of Troy. Jackie Felt with one more. Off the front of the iron, Logan Cook, a strong rebound. Now Kaylin Morgan into the front court with 20 seconds. They need a quick shot.
Oh,
she gets her shot her ball tied up, but the possession will stay here with West. Nearly got her pocket picked. So a side out upcoming for West, far side of the court. They trail by 5.
They got to shoot it quick when they get in, too. Attack the basket or pull up a jumper.
Logan Cook attacks the basket, goes up with the right hand, and a charge is called on Logan Cook. Hannah Fuller draws it. So with 15 seconds left, Valley will get possession of the ball back. Now Shea Fuller will check in for Alex Honnold. And now Wes really needs a steal.
Well, and we would call fire. If somebody fronts you right here, we'd yell fire, their last name, throw it deep, and just try to see if you get a quick one out of it.
Ball inbounded to Zoe Young and a jump ball. But possession arrow stays with Valley with 13 seconds remaining. 5-point lead for the Tigers. Ball launched long, taken down by Felt in the front court, and now she is fouled by Emma Cook with 11.3 seconds left. Jamie Felt will step to the line this time for 2. That is Cook's 4th foul. So Jamie Felt to the line. She's a 58% free throw shooter, makes the first. So a 6-point lead for the Tigers as Alex Honnold back into the Tiger lineup. 1 more free throw, and it is good. 7-point lead for the Tigers, and they can smell it now. Zacharias into the front court, stolen away by Jamie Felt. And she gets it in the front court to Honnold. Now Young at the top of the circles will hold. And West Des Moines Valley is headed to the state championship game where they will take on the Cedar Falls Tigers. Iowa City West season comes to an end with a record of 21-4. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. We'll be back with our abbreviated postgame show. You've been listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
I met someone. It's something you hear a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. Match is number one in first, but also in second dates too. Now I'm going to hook you up. For my listeners, go to match.com/sports for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect for my listeners. This free offer is only found at match.com/sports. That's match.com/sports.
55-48, the women of Troy, the Iowa City West women of Troy season comes to an end with a valiant effort, but Valley, the Tigers, are moving on to the state championship game. Alex Kuhn alongside Steve Dozer, and Steve, without Rachel Saunders, Kaylin Morgan, the sophomore for West, stepped up, showed the future is bright, but the offensive, the offense and the ball movement from the Tigers in the second half, a little bit too much for the women of Troy.
Yeah, it was a tale of two halves offensively for Valley. They did a much better job running their offense, and that was the difference. But Kaylin Morgan and Logan Cook, tremendous game by those two.
We'll get to the stats. We have to. We'll head out before I'll preview a little bit your guys' game a little bit later. 17 points for Logan Cook. She was 5 of 11 from the field. Kaylin Morgan was 4 of 9 from the field, had 11 points, and played some spectacular defense. Iowa City West was outstanding from the free throw line, 21 of 27. And for West Des Moines Valley, they were led by Hannah Fuller with 13 points, right around her season average. Alex Honnold off the bench gave them 12 points. They were just 3 of 15 from the three-point arc. From the field, they were 16 of 42, shot 38% from the field. Zoe Young finishes with 7. Jackie Felt also with 7. And Shea Fuller, 9 points off the bench. So Iowa City West season comes to an end. 21-4. West Des Moines Valley improves to 23-2. And Steve, we have one more game left here, and we have a state championship game upcoming on KGYM.
Yeah, it should be a good one. Springville, Turkey Valley, they've seen each other 4 times now, and that'll be a good one. And both teams know each other. And I tell Scott, the more you play a team, the less you have to prepare. So it does give the coaches a little break because they know what to expect. So should be a great game.
Rematch of last year's 1A state championship. We're going to have it here on KGYM. Scott Unash and Steve Dozer with the call at around 6. We'll be on the air hopefully around 5:30 p.m. For David Schulte, for Steve Dozer, I'm Alex Kuhn signing off from Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. You've been listening to High School Basketball on the South Gym 106.3 FM in Iowa City and the North Gym 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids.